Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Souls
those who are requesting prayer for their loved ones, those who are sick and afflicted with the cancer. We know you're able to heal them and able to raise them up. Touch them tonight, oh Lord, and give strength in their bodies. Oh my God, heal and deliver. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord, and save to the uttermost. Help your people to stand and to go through. Look upon us one and name by name. Help us to stand in the midst of our tests and trials. We want to go through and we want to serve you. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to continue to trust in you and take you at your word. And we are asking that you look upon us with compassion, that you will lead us and guide us and show us the way that you would have us to go. We don't know which way to go, but we are dependent on you, Lord, to direct our path. Help us to be led of thy spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are waiting, Lord, waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come. We need you to meet us here tonight on this broadcast. Send your word tonight, oh Lord, for the hour. Oh, my God, have your way. Put your words in our mouth, oh Lord. Help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take full control tonight, oh Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Help us, oh Lord, to go forward in you and to do your will. Help us to seek to please you in every way and everything that is not like you. We ask that you take it away, move it out of our lives. Help us, oh yes, Lord. Help us to be what you want us to be. Oh, my God. Help us to watch under prayer, keeping our minds stayed on you. For we know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man returns. But we want to be ready, and we are watching, oh, Lord. We are looking because we know that you're able, oh, Lord. You're able to take us up, oh, Lord. And you're able to keep our souls in our minds. Help us, oh, Lord, when distress come upon us. Help us to look to you, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us be cast down. In the name of Jesus, look on us in a special way, Lord. Touch us, oh, Lord. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Help us, Jesus. We're dependent on you, but you are our help. There is no other help we know. You are our very present help. And we thank you for this prayer today. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy toward us. Thank you for giving us another chance that we could come before you. Thank you for another chance to pray and speak your faith. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you because we believe you for what you're going to do. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you by faith, oh Lord, for healing of the souls, for deliverance, for saving of the souls, and for forgiveness of sins. We thank you in faith, oh Lord. Continue to bless, oh Lord. Go into the hospital behind the jail cell. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you deliver, save, heal, and forgive, and blot out of the transgressions. And Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. We thank you for this prayer. Pray that you will continue to go with us and continue to stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. Amen. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture from the 73rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that is the 73rd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. And I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." I think after those words, the 73rd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 20th verses throughout its entirety. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com, My King Service Title I School. And if anyone would like to listen to any previous broadcast, you can go on the broadcast website there and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. You can send us postal mail. You can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, you have a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to share, a testimony you'd like to give, you can feel free to give our guest call a call. Guest number is 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. And that access code is 584-7681. Also, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And there's also 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday night prayers on the second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Martha hosts the There's Hope Ministry on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. Minister Emmanuel Hoags teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Missionary Lisa Johnson. And we want to continue to pray for John Henry, for Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, for Sister Doreen Jackson, for Elderberry Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's grandchild, the Edmond family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Alston, the Breathed Spriggs family, the Breathed Allen family, the Breathed Carr family, the Breathed Darius family. We want to pray for the Breathed Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmond Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, as well as all of the souls that are currently on our prayer list. And also wanted to remember that Evangelist Cynthia Edmond preached this Sunday, March the 5th, at God is Love Ministries. The address is 1400 Kenwood Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, 08104 at 3 o'clock p.m. again this Sunday. So if you're in the area, stop on by. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask if Evangelist Mabel Edmond would have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for our announcement. Thank God for this opportunity, for the word of God. I thank God for all that he's doing. Thank God for those beautiful scriptures that were read coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen from the 73rd number of Psalm. Blessed words of God. I thank the Lord. I tell you, I'm just looking toward the Lord to take me through. And I want to encourage the people of God and all of you that are on this line to continue to look to the Lord, because he is our source, he is our hope. Don't ever give up hope on God, because he cannot fail and he cannot lie. Whatever it is that we need, God has it. We just have to go to him in prayer. But when we go, we have to go believing him and taking him at his word, because we know that his word is true and his word cannot fail. So let us continue to look to the Lord and to the word of God to guide us and take us through whatever it is that we need to go through in these last and evil days. I'm telling you, we are living in, perilous times, like the Bible says. It's so terrible out there. I wouldn't want to be a part of that world. I want to stay right here on the Lord's side. I don't want my soul to be lost. And hopefully you have the same mind. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done thus far. And now at this time, we're going to introduce to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word of God. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you this night asking you for mercy. Oh, God, we ask you to look on us with compassion. Lord, we pray, God, that you will send your word tonight, that you will minister unto us the things that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord God, have your way and let your will be done. Speak to us, Lord, and not, oh, God, not our will, but help us to surrender unto you completely that your will may be done in our lives. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. Just thank the Lord for the prayer and the scripture and also those beautiful, encouraging words. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And tonight, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And I will be going to the book of Psalm 46. Verses 1 through 11, that's the entire psalm. And also Isaiah 41, 10 through 13. And maybe I'll get to a few other scriptures if the Lord says the same. But at this time, we're going to start off with Psalm 46, verse 1. And the Bible reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Psalm 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. Just thank the Lord because God's word is right and it is true. Praise the Lord. If you are on and forgot to mute your phone, you can do that at this time so that we can minimize the background noise. And I'll be talking from Psalm 46. The message is
to mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference, all participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm starting in Psalm 46. And let me see, I'm getting a notice here. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God for his word. So we're going to get started. Psalm 46. The title, God is our refuge and strength. And the theme tonight is fear not. God will help us. In this psalm, the psalmist begins to declare our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is everything we need. When we think of a refuge, we're thinking of protection or safety or shelter from pursuit, danger, or trouble. Anytime we see trouble, it can bring about the strong emotion of fear. Fear, meaning being afraid of something or someone, likely dangerous, painful, threatening, anything that's can tend to be fearful in this flesh. And sometimes when the Lord has given us something to do, we may have some apprehension and fear may try to come upon us. But the word of God is giving us this assurance that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He will protect us and he will help us. Glory to God. And the Bible goes on to say, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And this, looking at this situation, how it can be very intimidating if the earth be removed, if the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. It's a fearful situation that we could face, but we don't have to fear and we don't have to worry because God is our refuge and strength. Praise the Lord. Further down, we are encouraged in this particular song, verse 10, to be still and know that I am God. These words are coming directly to us from the Lord himself to give us that assurance, that comfort, and that confidence to know that he will not leave us, neither will he forsake us, but he will be there to protect us. He will surely help us. Now I want to read more of that. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So we can lean and depend on the Lord. Even though things around us may be going on, tragedies and so forth, we can still trust the Lord and know that he is our refuge. If we need to go to him, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Glory, hallelujah. And the righteous run into it and are safe. We are safe, the refuge of the Lord. Glory to God. I just want to focus also on Isaiah, the 41st chapter, where we are encouraged in verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. These are the words of the Lord God Almighty, saying, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. So God is going to give us strength and he's going to give us help. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He will not allow us to fall, glory to God, but he will uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. Glory to God. Anyone who has risen up against you, as in the 11th verse, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Oh, praise the Lord. Anyone who's trying to impede your progress, anyone who's trying to interfere with you, doing the will of God, doing the work of the Lord, God will take care of them. God is saying here that they shall be as nothing and a thing of naught, something that is nothing. God will minimize them down to nothing. Hallelujah. So then we
don't need to fear, because verse 13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. These are comforting words from the Lord. These are uplifting and strong words coming from the Lord, to know that God himself is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He promised that he will hold our right hand and say to us, fear not, I will help thee. So don't worry if others don't want to help you. If they're trying to stop you or come against you, don't worry about them. God will cause them to be as nothing and a thing of naught. Glory, hallelujah. They might try to appear to be so much more than you, or they may have such pride in thinking that they are higher, better, greater than you. Oh, glory to God. But God will cause them to be as nothing and a thing of naught. We can lean on the Lord. We don't have to fear, because we know God will help us. And my mind goes to Apostle Paul when he began to write to the young pastor, Timothy, who was his son in the gospel, to encourage him. In the second Timothy, in the first chapter, verses 5 through 9, Apostle Paul was speaking to his son in the gospel, letting him know that he didn't have to fear. In the fifth says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. He reminded Timothy that he had laid hands on him, and God had placed a gift in this young man. And he was encouraging him to stir up the gift of God, amen, that God had put in him. And sometimes people see that God has given you a gift, and then they want to put interference there because they are jealous, or they don't like the fact that God is using you in that manner. And so you don't have to fear anyone. You don't have to be afraid to use what God has given you. When the Lord speaks to you, you listen and obey the voice of the Lord. It's not all the time that somebody else is going to see what God is doing or has done for you, or even see the gift or recognize it. Sometimes they do, but they don't want it to be so because of who you are. Glory to God. Some people feel like they are better than someone else, or that they're the ones that should be doing these things. But this pastor, this young man, had a gift from God, and he was encouraged by the apostle to stir up the gift of God. And also, he went on to say that once he had put him in remembrance, the seventh verse says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we need all three of these ingredients in order to do the will of God, in order to use the gift that God has placed in us. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear. It's the enemy that tries to cause us to fear or put fear in our minds or in our hearts. But don't accept it. just believe the words of the Lord when he said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. So don't try to get this one or try to get that one to see what God is doing for you or try to see the vision or revelation that God has given you. They're not going to always see it. They're not going to always support you. They're not going to always be with you. But know this for sure, that God will hold your hand and God will help you. Hallelujah. Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So don't forget that God is our refuge. And fear not, God is with us. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God tonight. I thank him because of the encouragement. And no need to draw back. No need to draw back. You might not be able to stir up your gift and use it in every environment because in some environments they are hostile or they don't allow you to do what God has given you to do. But that's all right. God's got a time and a place for you to use your gift. God's got somebody appreciate and gladly welcome the gift that God has given you. And surely whoever openly welcomes the gift of God will be blessed. Praise be to God. So sometimes people can lose out on their own blessing and they can lose out on being blessed in a great way because they cannot appreciate or even recognize what the Lord is doing. And Apostle Paul could see in this young pastor, Timothy, he could see that gift, even his unfeigned thing, genuine and sincere faith without any pretense or hypocrisy. He had this unfeigned faith in him. It was in his grandmother. It was in his mother. And Apostle Paul could see it in him. And he encouraged him not to be ashamed of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. Apostle Paul was in prison at the time, but he named himself a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He was no more his own, but he had been bought with a price. And therefore, he was a prisoner of the Lord God Almighty. He said, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. So then we are partakers of the afflictions of the gospel because surely anyone who names the name of Christ must suffer persecution. Oh, there are afflictions that come with the gospel. Amen. According to the power of God. But gladly be a partaker of it, not being ashamed or even afraid for the testimony of our Lord, but boldly speak in the name of the Lord. And know that God is our refuge. If the enemy get behind you, if you have to run, run to the Lord, for he is our refuge and strength. Amen. He is our shelter. Glory to God. He is our protection. And he promised that he will hold our hand. He will be with us. Praise the Lord. He has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. I pray that you are encouraged
through the word of God and that you have gained something from the word tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. You know, you don't even have to be afraid if the doctor has told you that you have a condition that's incurable or that you have a terminal illness. You don't have to fear our healer. God has the power to make you completely whole. And if you don't know him tonight in the departing of your sins, you don't have to be afraid to give up the world. You don't have to fear walking away from your sins or from those who don't have a mind to serve the Lord, who don't have a mind to go the way of the Lord. But you can gladly run to the Lord because he will protect you. Glory, hallelujah. He will be that refuge and strength for you. He will be your help. You might can't do these things on your own. You might can't handle your problems. This is where God comes in. You need to give it over to him because you can't do it. Only God can do it. Praise the Lord. So let us to the Lord. Let us come before him with a humble heart. Amen. Trusting and believing in him, knowing that he hears and he answers prayer. If you're a backslider tonight, make up your mind to come on back home. Return to the Lord and know that God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He will help you to get back before it's too late. Come back to the Lord. Return tonight. Don't put it off any longer. But come on back home tonight. Hallelujah. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh Lord God, we come to you tonight and we humble our hearts, Lord. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, blessed Savior, we call upon you right now, Lord, to forgive our sins, to blot out our transgressions, oh God, and to save us and to help us. Lord, we ask tonight that you will look on those who have repented of their sins and made up their minds, Lord, to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, please forgive them and take away all of their sins. Wash them in your blood and clean them up, Lord Jesus. Be their protection and their safety, Lord. Be there to help them give up the world, give up their ways. Oh, my Lord, we know you're able right now, God, as we pray. Please save their souls. Lord, clean them up and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Use them for your service in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for those who are sick in their body tonight. Oh, God, the names that were called out on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, look upon each one, Lord. Touch, heal, and make whole right now. Oh, Lord God, send deliverance in the name of Jesus. Those, oh, God, who have affliction in their body and maybe they've been diagnosed with a terminal condition, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh my God. And Lord God, heal right now while we're praying, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the condition in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover them, oh Lord God. Raise them up from the sick bed, Lord Jesus, and give them strength in their body. Return their health unto them and cause them to do your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray a special prayer tonight for missionary Lisa Johnson. Oh, my God, lay your hand on her, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord,
heal in the name of Jesus. Strengthen and encourage her, Lord, and help her to do your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we pray for the bereaved families tonight, asking for comfort and for consolation. Lord, you said you will hold our hand, that you will uphold us, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And we ask you, oh, God, to help the families, Lord, or someone who has lost a close friend or a close individual or someone that was very dear to them and meant much to them, Lord God, and who are grieving tonight. We pray, God, that you will give them comfort, give them consolation, and help them through this difficult time. For you are our very present help in trouble, oh God, in grief, oh Lord, in suffering. You are a very present help whenever we need you. And we're depending on you tonight, Lord. We're praying, Lord God, for our leaders, asking you to give them vision, revelations, Lord, and help them to lead the congregation to growth. Oh, Lord God, help them to do your will in the name of Jesus. Bless the congregation, Lord. Oh, my Lord, bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Help us all to come together in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We count it as done, and Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for all who are listening. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done, Lord, for what you continue to do and what you're about to do in our lives. We praise you in advance. We honor you, oh God, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. Oh, God, if there's anything that we didn't mention, even the unspoken request, and, Lord, the heart's desire, you know about it, Lord. And we ask, God, that you will grant it. Let it be done, O Lord, according to your holy will. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of our host. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen. She was saying, God is our refuge and strength, and fear not. God will help us. And truly, we do not have to be afraid. God is our refuge. He's our protector. And if God be for us, who could be against us? But I believe Evangelist Maybell, she preached on the gospel truth on Tuesday, if God be for us, who can be against us? And her theme was, don't be separated from God. We don't have to fear. God said he was with us. He said he would strengthen us and uphold us. I enjoy the word of God tonight. Thank God also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen, a very touching prayer as well. And I thank God we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. We are God's people. He created this earth. He created us in his own image. And he gave us his spirit. It dwells in us. We don't have the spirit of fear. We have God's spirit living within us. And I want to open up the floor, and I know you might have to hit star 6 to come over on this side. I had to do star 6 to unmute myself. So if Vanessa Maybell, you can go ahead and unmute yourself. You can have marks first, and if any other clergy are on, once Vanessa Maybell is done, you can also unmute yourself by hitting star 6 and have the marks as well. God bless you, Evangelist May.
You just press star 6 on the platform.
Yes, star 6.
my dear.
Yeah, and I know. Yeah, sometimes it's a little difficult. Are you able to unmute?
Try this.
To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference participants in lecture mode, press 2. To unmute conference participants, press 3. All participants are unmuted.
Okay, everyone is unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes.
Yes, thank the Lord. I thank God for that word, that message come through. And I mean, that God is our strength. He is our refuge and our strength. So he's talking to us, letting us know that he is our refuge. If we need a place that to go or hide, he is our refuge. We can go to God. Glory to God. And we don't have to fear. He says, fear not. God will help us. Glory to God. We don't have to fear because when God is on our side, he surely will help us. And that right early. So I thank the Lord for the beautiful message coming through, Yandy. I want to encourage her to continue to do the will of the Lord. And those of you that get a word of prayer through, I ask that you pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks, the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Miguel. And any other clergy on the line can certainly have remarks at this time. And if not, if you are on the line and you'd like to have remarks, you are welcome to do that as well. If the word bless you, you want to say something, you're certainly welcome. And if not, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Humming. God bless you, Evangelist Humming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks and thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. We just thank God for all of you who have tuned in and who continue to support us and pray for us. We want you to know that we truly do thank you for your prayers and for your support. And we ask that you'll continue to keep us in your prayers. And we just thank the Lord. The Lord truly is blessing us. And we just look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord. We have been reading scriptures periodically because we had determined to, well, this was actually Dr. Khadija's idea. It was her desire, rather, to read the Bible through. Amen. And she also has been reading on some of our broadcasts. So if you are, you know, motivated and you just want to get in that scripture and read that Bible from beginning to the end, amen, join us. You know, we're not reading it every broadcast, but we kind of pick up where we think people might be. And she has a little calculation that she does. And so I have been enjoying hearing the word of God. So you are welcome to read along with us. You can read in your spare time, but try to find a way to read the Bible every day. Amen. And make that one of your goals, to read the Bible all the way through this year. If you're behind, that's okay. As long as you're putting that effort, you might not, can do it all in the same time frame as someone else, but at least you're able to read a little bit of it every day or however much you can read. But continue to read the Word of God. Amen. Thank the Lord for the broadcast once again, and we look forward to the Lord blessing us even the more. I believe also bear in mind that our upcoming Deacon's Day is this month. And I saw something about Easter, but does anybody know when is Easter? Pretty soon.
April.
It's coming up in April.
Yeah, April 9th.
It's April 9th.
April 9th.
Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We look forward to April 9th. Amen. Easter. That's Resurrection Day. Praise the Lord. And I saw a message come through saying have a good, happy Easter week. And I'm like, is it all ready? So that was a misunderstanding. Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, we thank the Lord for all things. Is anybody else on the line would like to have some remarks or testimony? If not, we just thank the Lord for the broadcast. And this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. And may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Good night.